Roll call, please.
Bennett.
Here.
Burke. Kapler.
Here.
Peters.
Here.
Rafferty. Stoltenberg.
Here.
Wendland.
Here. Okay. We had minutes from the last meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of July 16th, 2014.
A second time.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of July 16th, 2014. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. So good evening, everyone, officially. We are at the Plan and Zone Commission meeting for August the 20th, 2014. We are a recommending body appointed by the City Council, and we provide recommendations to the City Council for appropriate matters regarding plats and rezones and things of that nature. So I see there are a few people in the audience tonight. If you have a comment with regard to a case at the appropriate time, I will recognize the audience and ask that you step to the podium at my right and your left in the back and give us your feedback and information relative to the case. So with that, Greg, we will proceed.
Mr. Chairman, the case before us tonight regards the rezoning of a parcel that is just due west of the county land over here, and this is Bettendorf, northwestern corner, and right there you have Montjoy Road. And essentially the parcel area that we're looking at are these two that total around 17 acres. Petitioner would like to reunite these, and they are outlot 1 and 2 of Maslin subdivision. And by doing so, these are already under A2 zoning designation. He wants to go back to A1. That will give him more flexibility in the type of uses and buildings that he can undertake construction on in this area and anywhere throughout the two parcel area. So that's his reasoning for going to that zoning status. We had a case similar to this probably about maybe 13 years ago when Fred Mulch had a veterinary clinic he wanted to operate. So he took two pieces that were zoned A2 and then he joined them and he petitioned for A1 zoning so he could get the status of having a veterinary clinic through special use permit. So it's not something that hasn't been done before. We just don't see it that often. So staff, in looking at this, feels that it meets all the requirements to be A1 zoning. We recommend approval. I would ask, are there any questions?
Just one, Greg, just a minute for the audience. Just one from my standpoint. Is the petitioner also the party that changed it previously?
I don't believe so. It was changed in 1990, and I don't know that they were because it would have been, I believe, this entire subdivision, I believe, came under that A2 zoning. I think somebody may have been anticipating that they may subdivide further some of these lots for purposes of housing, and it never came about because they can go down from 5 acres to, I believe, 15 or 20,000 square feet for the A2 zoning standard. And that way they could have it subdivided. They wouldn't have to sewer it or put any water service to it. It would still be under A2 and it would meet the compliance or the standards that are underneath or in that zoning classification, which you don't have to have water service and you don't have to have our city sewer services to the site. So I think that they're looking at developing it into a residential status.
Okay. Any other questions on anyone from the commission?
Just a point of clarification that when I look at what you have up on the screen right now, I know we're just considering the area that you have outlined in blue, but is all of this property owned by the petitioner?
I believe it is. I've heard some people allude to.
I'm hearing
okay.
From the
and they can.
But somebody behind us is shaking their heads.
They can speak to that, but the people who are petitioning us are the Pearsons to have this redone. As long as all parties to the ownership of both of these outlots agree to the rezoning, they may do it. We need just the verification and written permission from both those parties that they acquiesce to having this zoned to A1.
So the Pearsons aren't the sole owners of the property?
at least that's what I thought. I do believe there's another person who's also interested in purchasing their interests, maybe, or coming to this area from what other people, I guess, surrounding this area have indicated. But they have to verify whoever is the ownership of in both of these lots. We will make certain before this goes to City Council that we get that written permission verification that both parties acquiesce to the rezoning.
Okay. Okay. We might get a little more clarification as we proceed here. Anyone else? All right. So now, anyone from the audience, please step to the podium so we can get you recorded and state your name and interest in the case, if you would.
Yeah, my house is there. Oh, they've got a little offset for yours. My name is Jim Roberts. I am lot one. Mr. Pearson owns lot two and outlot one and outlot two. So I'm kind of in the middle, surrounded by him. As you can see on the map. That is me.
Okay, good.
Okay. And I was confused on this rezoning, and I think I've got it straight now, but as I understand it, as zoned A2, the only way that you could put a barn up there would be to tear down the two existing barns and build a new one within that same square footage, which is, by my calculations, 2,886 square feet. And so then you can look at a barn as large as 50 by 58 that would still fit within that existing zoning, and that would fit within the 50 feet in from each side, as I understand for the regulations. If it goes to A1, the existing buildings can stay, and another building can be built of any dimensions as long as it stays within the setback. And since I'm set way back there, I don't want a new barn sitting right across, and I'll put it in terms of an ugly new barn sitting right next to where my house is. And my understanding is Mr. Pearson has been working with somebody trying to sell it, and the gentleman's kids have been out a couple times running four wheels, which is fine, but I don't want that place turned into a four-wheel racetrack, you know, go-kart track, whatever you want to call it out there. And I don't know if that's legal or not, if they can do that. And the last thing that I have to say is that the one big existing barn is an asbestos roof. And in order to take that down, I believe I talked to Mr. Connors right before the meeting, and there's a lot of, now they have to go through the state and the county and the city, is that correct, to get permits?
The state and the city.
State and city, okay. So we object to, I can't believe it's kind of a retro as far as the zoning goes, but I don't mind if the old barns come down and the new barn goes up there, but I don't want another big barn down there and with all sorts of traffic. So any questions for me?
Well, maybe joint with you, if you stay there for a minute, if you would, please, and then we'll just ask Greg. I'm just trying to understand if it goes to the A1 is being proposed, Greg. A couple things I heard him state, just to address the four-wheeler, would it be able to be done in a commercial basis, like a commercial four-wheeler?
I don't see that that was in the code.
It would not. No.
We revised it.
It would not.
And we removed a great deal of those type operations that are commercial.
But relative to the agricultural uses of a four-wheeler as appropriate, that would be okay.
Is somebody doing it on their property, running around?
Everybody's on the farm's got a four-wheeler. Okay. And it sounds like they addressed the asbestos issue if it were to be taken down. Tell me, Greg, on the setback, in an A2, would he have a 50-foot setback?
I believe it's 50-foot all the way around.
All the way around.
Rear, and side yards, and that'd be combined side yards of 100 feet. The lot width of outlot one is 174 feet.
Isn't there a setback also on the A1?
Yeah.
For a building?
It's all 50 feet all the way around.
Oh, and the A1 as well.
On both A1 and A2?
No, A2, you'd have 40 feet setback for front yard, and then you'd have a combined side yard setback of 20, and then a rear yard setback of 40. So you substantially widen that out when you go to A1. You have a far wider group of setbacks.
Greg, what type of uses are allowed in A1, for example?
We removed a great deal of them back in 2003, but pretty much you're looking at farming uses. You can have, a sale barn is another thing that you could have in there, a veterinary clinic. You could have a transmission tower for telecommunications, because we have many of those towers in rural areas. We have to accommodate those.
Fruit and vegetable stands.
Yeah, that's one thing. And then a camp, you know, like, if somebody set up a summer camp area or recreational area like that, that's another thing that can go in there. But we've taken almost everything out that is non-farm related from those areas. Now, also, they could do mineral type work where they're taking minerals or other types of items, you know, extracting them from the ground or underneath the ground. That would be permitted in there also.
And is that lot currently being cultivated today then?
Are you asking me? It's,
yeah.
Most of it is in CPR and setback. Or,
set aside.
Set aside, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. There are approximately 8,000 trees on the back, on the outlot 2. And in the outlot 1, south of the barns, that is all prairie grass. It's supposed to be. If you guys haven't done it, prairie grass is a difficult thing to get to actually work. So, but Chuck's been working on it for quite a while.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Anyone from the commission questions? No. Thank you, sir, for the input. Anyone else in the audience?
Hi, my name is Dave Style. I'm a resident of Bettendorf, and I'm actually the individual that was referred to over here as the individual who's looking to purchase this property from Chuck. And you know, the purpose is is to put another utility shed on that. The existing facilities, I've hired a consultant to look at the asbestos. There is asbestos on the barn. I'm also working with the consultant to get some bids on getting it removed properly. I understand the state requirements. I understand the city requirements. Aspect Environmental is who I'm working with to consult with all this. So fully aware of the environmental issues and fully intend to deal with them if I do take down the barn. I do, the intention was to move this to A1 so I could build a utility facility there. My son went out once or twice to look at the property. We're just a couple city kids that want I'm a city guy that wants to have a little place I can go relax at. There's a pond in the back of this. There's a lot of trees. It's in a set-aside program. I intend to leave it in a set-aside program. I have no commercial purposes. I have my own business. And here in the Quad Cities, I don't need any other business. So I think it fits within the environment. Other than the properties we're looking at here, those three properties, everything around this is A1, all agricultural, to the west, to the east, to the south. Across the road is obviously Scott County, to the north. That's all I had to say.
Thank you, Dave, for the comments.
Do you have any questions or no?
None from the commission? No, thank you.
I think.
Yes, sir, please.
I need to step over here because you got my house included here, and I don't want to be included here. Put the picture back out, please.
Yeah, right.
Okay. You drew the line along the city borders. My west and north property line are the city limits, okay? My 2 acres here where the house and the buildings are not involved. There's a driveway, and the big barn that he's talking about is right up there.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to move your graph over there one time. And my wife and I have been with there for a very long time.
Yep.
I don't really have a problem with it moving back to A1 from A2 as far as we're concerned. Our concern is that barn is 50 feet from my kitchen door, and so it has to be done to the T, and I guarantee you I'll be watching every day. But that's not the question here.
Greg, can you go back to the one with the blue outline on it on the survey looking one? Just to confirm, does what he has up on the screen now accurately represent the property lines?
No. No. We have our house and property included. We have like an acre and a half that's at the very top of that hill.
Down from the road.
From the road down belongs to us.
Okay.
No.
No, I
think
hear you say
the overhead.
That where the outlot one is.
The northern part of the L, if you will.
It's a little square there.
The line should,
yeah,
right,
there
the
you
line
go.
Should come here. This line here should come straight back here.
Yeah.
This here is all
here
here
and
else, and
around
property right here.
Like that.
Yeah.
So that corner square, if you will, is where your house is. And that's, so when we've got that one drawing.
And the property behind my house is not part of this either. It's a corn field, it belongs to somebody else. So your line should come straight down here.
Yeah.
Not over here. It should
That's
come
what
from
I did.
The road straight back.
Okay.
Which is what represents.
Just for clarity, Greg, could you put like an X or something on the barn that's being discussed?
I think they're referring right here.
Okay, thank you.
Is that where the barn is?
Okay.
Where you just put the dot?
Correct.
And then your house is to the west of that?
To the west. Yes. That dark green area is all mine.
Yeah, that dark green area there is our house and full barn and
Because it goes back to that light patch is another building, and that's the back of our property.
So, Greg, it looks like on this...
We don't have any updated plat to show that ownership has been changed or there's been a different lot created unless the county has something where it's a plat of survey, because I couldn't, we don't have any other platting documentation.
Greg, if you go to your second exhibit, that's correct. Go back to the first page, click back, and take that slot out that says A2 on it, and you've got the same configuration that you're showing in the
Oh, so this okay. A2, so yeah. The A2 is actually to the right,
gotcha.
And that whole thing is not.
And then that would be about the 155 feet that shows on the older survey.
So it's, just take that line down, and that whole rectangular piece on the left is not part of this.
Gotcha, so it goes like this, right?
So my question would be then,
okay,
what I'm hearing Dave say about his use with this new understanding of how this all lays out, the only way to access that property is to take down the barn. No? Okay, so there is access there. Side. Okay. Okay.
So I don't think we really have a confusion, just a clarity. What we have in front of us is approvable from
that's
a,
correct.
Okay. It's just the outline
it's just
is wrong.
This exhibit.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, good.
The plat is right.
Mr. Chairman, could we get those folks to identify themselves for the record so that we
oh,
can
sure.
accurately?
Yeah. Can we go back and then pick up the names?
Yes, if we can get you to identify yourself so we can accurately put that in the record.
And this is my wife, Mona Dickey.
Thank you.
3116 Mountjoy Avenue.
Okay. Anyone else in the audience? Anyone else in the commission? I would entertain a motion. One of the commissioners had asked if there was access with the barn in place, and David indicated there was access around with the barn as it currently sits to the back of the property.
Access around the west side of the barn, and there's access between the two barns.
Okay, great, thanks.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 14-063, subject to the staff recommendations.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 14-03, subject to staff recommendations. Any other comments by the commission before we move? Okay. All those in favor of approving case 14-063, subject to staff recommendations, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. 14-063 is approved. Okay. That would take us, I believe, with the removal of the site plan 065 to staff update then.
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to your last meeting, City Council approved the final plat for the Great River Addition and also the site development plan for the site. Those are the storage buildings between Valley Drive and US 67. Approved the rezoning and preliminary plat for Spencer Hollow First Addition. That's out there by Forest Grove Drive and Criswell. Approved the villas at Glen Gevlin Third Addition, the rezoning from R3 to PR3, the final plat and a development plan. Approved the Hopewell First Addition, it was rezoning to PR3 and the development plan. The plat was already in existence. And last night they held the public hearing and first reading of the Glen Gevlin Fourth Addition rezoning to PR3, and the first reading was read and approved.
Great. They've been busy.
Yes. I can finally say Glen Gevlin.
There's no fifth edition, I guess, that we'll have to practice on. No.
So,
all right.
Haven't had a committee meeting with the comprehensive plan for a while, but there has been a lot of things going on in the background. Matter of fact, our consultant was in town yesterday. We're looking at infrastructure issues out in the north part of town and possible annexation areas. And we do have a design studio. Consultants will be in town September 7th, 8th, and 9th with a new growth area design studio. They're going to have a an open house on the 9th from 5 to 6:30. That'll be at the community center. Then on October 26th, 27th, and 28th, they'll be in town with a downtown and riverfront design studio, focusing on that, and then open house from 5 to 6:30. On October 28th, that'll be at the community center also. And got committee upcoming committee meetings on Monday, September 8th and Monday, October 27th at 5 o'clock at City Hall. And when we put together the steering committee, we deliberately put together a 25-member steering committee because we knew that working with a number of people's schedule is going to be tough, so we wanted to make sure we could at least have 15 or so that be able to make the meeting.
At any one given time, right, yep.
Yeah. So things are happening. We've put together, Mayor has asked me to reconvene the streetscape committee. We're looking at the city square between State Grant 20th and 21st. We do own the houses now, and they'll be coming down later this year, so. A lot of things going on.
Good. Appreciate all the efforts. So, exciting times. All right. Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing none, I take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. All in favor? Let's go.
Aye.
Okay.